There are a lot of headlines about ways to increase brain power to help prevent Alzheimer's and dementia and just general mental decline, particularly for people who are aging. But is there any science to back up these stories?
Well, our next guest donated his brain to science, so to speak, for 4 months to find out. He tried a lot of methods that are supposed to increase your brain power, and he's here to tell us how it went. Dan Hurley is a contributor at Discover Magazine who wrote about his experience, and he also writes for the New York Times Magazine, the Washington Post, and The Atlantic. He's the author of the book Smarter, The New Science of Building Brain Power. Dan, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me again.
Well, Dan, this subject has been one that's interested you for a while. What's the fascination there?
You know, I began doing an article about 7 years ago about a guy who was working with young people with Down syndrome who he had a medicine that he was testing in a big clinical trial to improve their intelligence. And I thought, gee, if that is possible, what about people with, you know, quote-unquote normal levels of intelligence? And I looked in and found that this whole new field was bursting open of a research into something that used to be considered impossible, improving intelligence, increasing your ability to deal with the world. And it's been a really fun ride to watch as this science has been evolving while I've been writing about it.
Right. I mean, the idea is pretty tantalizing that we can get older, but we can keep our brains in fighting shape by doing some of these puzzles and exercises and other therapies. But is there science there? Is there agreement about whether or not some of these things actually work?
So there's more evidence in favor of these various kinds of brain training approaches than there is for, say, taking a daily multivitamin. You know, I once wrote a book about the crazy world of dietary supplements where, you know, people take all sorts of things that not only are they proved to not work, but some of them have been shown to be unhealthful. But everybody seems to think that vitamins and supplements are the way to go, whereas there's a lot of skepticism about brain training, and some of that has been fed by news reports of, like, Lumosity, this company that is everyone's heard of. They got fined by the Federal Trade Commission for making claims beyond what their scientific evidence showed. But there is a lot of incredible research. There's large randomized trials involving thousands of people showing significant benefits for all sorts of approaches.
And are we just talking about older people here, or, you know, could someone in their 20s try this stuff and get a benefit?
Well, the most remarkable piece of evidence for older people was actually published after my article came out. It was only about a little more than a month ago. This large study found that people who engaged in 10 to 14 sessions, up to 14 hours of training on this one kind of brain game, it's called a useful field of view, in which you try to see objects on the periphery of your vision, they had a dramatically reduced incidence of dementia 10 years later, which is kind of incredible. There's been no drug, there's been no treatment known to do anything like that, and this was a very large, it's about 3,000 people in this study, supported by the National Institute of Aging, and that's, you know, I consider that just plain crazy remarkable, and, you know, very strong science.
Well, and you wanted to try your hand at some of this, or I guess I should say your brain at some of this, and you tried a whole passel of these exercises.
Yes.
Before we get into the different results, tell us, give us the overview. What did you try?
Okay, so the best known thing is, the best proved thing is physical exercise. Anyone who gets up and does physical exercise, maybe loses some weight, but just, you know, improves their physical well-being, they are going to see significant benefits for their mind. Diabetes is strongly associated with, you know, decreased cognitive functioning after a long time. I actually have had type 1 diabetes, which I developed while living in Wisconsin when I was going to Beloit College as, you know, a 20-year-old. Diabetes is really not good for the brain. So exercise is a big thing. There is also something called transcranial direct current stimulation. Sounds like something out of a Frankenstein movie.
Right, it doesn't sound fun.
but it's painless. This is about as powerful as my 9-year-old just got one of these fake, you know, little trick things that you shake somebody's hand and it buzzes their hand, like, you know, it hardly hurts at all, and you can't even feel it. And it there's been hundreds of studies now showing that this helps improve your efforts. I did it at a Harvard laboratory. I don't recommend people going out and trying this on their own. I did Lumosity. I did Lumosity for a long time, for months. This game that is described in the study that showed, you know, cut the rate of dementia in half, that's available on a website called BrainHQ.com. And I did their games for about 10 times. And I've done all those things. I also tried mindfulness meditation, but I didn't get very far because I've got a dog and a daughter, and it just was impossible.
So maybe to be continued on that one.
Yes.
Well, okay, so let's start with some of these games, because these are popular. A lot of us see them advertised on television and elsewhere. So you tried Duel and Back was one, along with...
Duel...
Yeah, let's start there.
So Duel and Back. This is something that caught a lot of attention a few years ago. This was a study of this thing was the first to show that you could increase your actual intelligence by playing a game. This is something where if you imagine a tic-tac-toe board, so there's three squares on the top, there's three squares on the middle, and three squares on the bottom. So an item, one of those is getting filled up for a moment, and you see it, you know, you see an X in there, and then another one gets filled up, and then another one gets filled up. And you've got to remember, as it keeps moving forward, which was the last one that happened? Where was it last time? And if it repeats on that from the last time, you hit a little button on your computer. But then they make it harder. Where was it 2 times ago? And it's moving forward. It keeps changing. It's like jumping around like a frog going from one to the next. And every time it hits again on something it was 2 times ago, you press the button. Then it goes to 3 times ago. I got up to 5 times ago. And even a few times I got up to 6 times ago.
So you got better.
Insanity. You get better. What's crazy about this game is insanely difficult. It's so annoying that when you look at it, you think it's impossible. And when you try it, you want to throw your computer across the room because it's very hard. It's not like doing a crossword puzzle. It's not like anything normal. It seems like I can't do that. But once you sit there and you try, within do it once and you go, I think I'm beginning to see what this is about now. And then you keep doing it. And what's crazy about it is you get better. And you can't quite figure out how you're getting better because it's moving so fast that you really don't have any strategy for, you know, or tricks to do better. It's not like a crossword puzzle where you learn, you know, what are the typical kind of clues. There's nothing like that you can go on. Your mind just gets better at tracking this thing, and it seems to be associated with improved intelligence.
I mean, did you find that? Did you notice any difference when you weren't playing this game? Did you feel smarter?
So, you know, all I can tell you, you don't feel smarter. I mean, there's no way to feel smart. What does smart feel like?
Well,
I don't know.
You feel like you're on your game. You've got quick reflexes.
Well, what I can tell you is that, you know, I did all these different things. I did the physical exercise. I did the, you know, getting my brain zapped. I did these other kinds of exercises. And I did find I was working more efficiently. Since then, I certainly am a faster worker. I don't know how that's happened. Maybe I'm just, you know, continuing to evolve in my work. That's possible. I wrote it wasn't quite a bestseller, but it was kind of, you know, it did really well. And, everybody, my publisher was very happy, and I had never done that before. So I felt like it's made a difference in my life. But, one person's report scientifically is not meaningful. I mean, I did it to see what it's like, and I reported my experience. But what people should rely on is that there are studies published in major journals, peer-reviewed studies, randomized, placebo-controlled, that have found again and again that these various approaches improve important cognitive skills for dealing with daily life, not just quote-unquote being smarter, but, you know, avoiding dementia and being able to function in daily life. So it's there's a lot of great science there, and it continues to evolve.
And Dan, if you could just recommend one thing. I mean, you tried a whole bunch of things, including, we forgot to mention, learning to play the lute.
Yeah.
But if you could mention just one thing that people could try that you think would give you a decent bang for your buck, what do you suggest?
I'm going to say two things. I think that some level of physical exercise, you know, I mean, we all know we should be exercising, but especially for people as they're getting older or if they're concerned about losing it, physical exercise is one of the best ways. And it doesn't matter, we're not talking about being a marathon runner. We're just talking about moving and getting up there and maybe joining the Y or doing something if you are concerned. And then I think Brain HQ's game where it's called Double Decision. And brainhq.com, I think that's the one where randomized placebo-controlled studies showed 14 hours on it cut the rate of dementia 10 years later in half, which, I mean, seems incredible. And, you know, there's got to be more studies because that's just so unprecedented that it's almost hard to believe. But I think that is worth someone's effort.
Well, Dan, thanks a lot for joining us and telling us about it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me again.
That was Dan Hurley, contributor at Discover Magazine, joining us to talk about his experience experimenting with brain-boosting games and other activities.